Blog Talk Radio.
Got some Suns audio. They have a big game today. Like I said, on the docket today, this is the Cave Show with PLR. It is the 15th of April. Getting into that Sox no-no with Carlos Rodon yesterday. Have some Suns audio coming up. News about the Basketball Hall of Fame. News and notes about the NBA. And this is Jackie Robinson Day. So we've got a lot coming up. We're coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. It is Thursday. Cigars with the Cave Show, so definitely hang in there with us. We got a lot going on. Gonna open up the phone lines as well, so let's get this going. Like I said, we're brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That is Alma School and Chandler Heights. Locally, get down there and check them out. Let them know PLR sent you. 10% off of your cigar purchase. You also can become a member of a house member here at Maduro's. It gets you access to the members lounge, gets you a locker that backs up directly to a humidor. Sticks will never go bad. You get a discount, tons of TVs, refrigerator, all that good stuff is back there ready for you. Now, if you don't want to become a member, that's no issue. Still plenty of TVs to watch. They have all the league passes. Great place to come down and watch the good guys, White Sox, Diamondbacks, or the team of your choice. All that happens right down here at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. And like I said, let them know PLR sent you. You get 10% off of your cigar purchase. Thanks for joining me today. It's the 15th of April. A lot of stuff going on. I do want to open up the phone lines. 917-889-7828, 917-889-7828 is the phone number. Do have a caller on the line. Thanks for your patience. Cave Show with PLR.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Well, what's up, buddy? How are you?
I've been trying to get a hold of you the last couple of days, but I guess something must have went wrong.
Well, we had a best-of show going the last couple of days. Been crazy busy assignment-wise with sports. But we are live, ready for you today. Wrap it up on a Friday mañana, so we're here, ready to roll.
Good, good. And of course, NBA, division races are getting pretty tight though between the Nets and the Sixers. But I think the Nets may have a little bit of a problem now because one of their star players has decided to call it quits, and it was our newest addition.
Well, I don't know. You know what? I don't think that's really going to affect them. And them winning the East, to be honest with you, I think I think that was part of my news and notes, so thank you. LaMarcus Aldridge has retired from the NBA after a 14-year career, and I don't think it will affect him as much, Lou, because you can always use talent and size. I get that. But they will go as far as Kyrie, KD, and James Harden can take them. So, I think it hurts. I don't think it's the death knell. You know what I mean? I don't think it's the thing that's going to say, wow, they didn't make it to the finals because LaMarcus Aldridge retired. I don't think it's going to have that type of impact.
So, you don't think it's going to cause any significant damage to getting the division and going far in the playoffs?
No, I don't.
Hmm.
Like I said, I think he would have definitely helped. Whenever you have talented size, it helps. But I don't think that was the determining factor. I think it's going to be more, can KD, can Kyrie, and can Harden play healthy or get healthy and play together a little bit down the stretch to form the chemistry they're going to need to win the title.
All right. And how about this? Not even 3 weeks into the baseball season, and we've had two no-hitters already.
Yeah, I'm going to really get into the one a little bit later because
yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but the White Sox are my all-time growing up favorite.
I think you mentioned
favorite,
that. Yes.
Favorite. Yeah. So that's two in 2 years. Lucas Giolito had one last year. So that's back to back for the White Sox in terms of no hitters for years, and he was a shoestring away.
It could have been a perfect game if that wasn't, you know, hit by a pitch in the ninth with two outs to go.
Yeah, right. That's what it was a perfect game. Shoestring away. Shoestring away.
Yeah.
That close. But then you never know what'll happen. You know what I mean? Who knows that?
Right.
That may not have been the one. You just never know. But I'm sure, considering where Rodon has come from to where he is now, he wasn't even tendered a contract to start the year. So it's just incredible. You never know what turn your career is going to take.
Yes. You really don't know. But to have a two in the same week, though, it's quite remarkable, though, nonetheless.
It really is. It really, truly is. So I just Steve Stone said, and it'll be part of the sound I have later. When you go to the ballpark, you never know what you'll see. You know what I mean? It's that might be the day. I will tell you this. I forget how long ago it was now, but it's when Carlos Zambrano was a pitcher for the Cubs.
Yes.
I went to a game here. I went as a fan, as a D-back fan to the game. And Zambrano had a no-no going, I want to say, almost until the seventh inning. And the umpire made a horrific call where a runner was out, and he called him safe, and that broke up the no-no.
Yeah.
And then after that, I don't know if you remember Carlos Zambrano, but he was always on edge. And that kind of ruined his concentration. And he didn't come back the same, and they ended up giving up a couple runs. And even though I'm not a Cubs fan, I mean, that's not a secret.
Right.
I wanted to see him get that no-no because when can you say you were in a stadium to watch one?
Yeah.
You know, I like seeing history. I wanted to see Gonzaga go undefeated. Once you get to a certain spot, you want to see history. Like, look. I think it's laughable, but the year Detroit didn't win a game. By the time they were 0-13, I'm like, crap, I don't want them to win now. I want to see history.
I don't think you'll see a 162 game losing season. I don't think you'll ever see that. Nobody's that bad.
No, you won't. And that's why I said there's certain things you just want to see. When what's my man? You're messing with me now, Lou. The Patriots, when they were undefeated until the Super Bowl, I'm not a Pats fan. But at that point, I wanted to see history. So I think there's sometimes where the historical value takes over.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, no one's going to win 162 games, and no one's going to lose 162 games. Otherwise, it proves either you're a bunch of cheaters or you just really, really suck.
Or you're really, really good.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Well, one or the other. I guess you're right. And, well, it's been a very strange hockey season, of course, and, of course, the Canucks, it's been even worse, but they're ready to get back on the ice, so we think.
Yeah, they've been just ravished with that devil COVID. It's been crazy.
Yeah. And I thought Canada had it under control. Obviously, they don't.
I'm going to say this one more time. Nobody has COVID under control.
Exactly.
It's not something that you can, quote, unquote, control. It's a virus that anyone at any time can get. And I think when people start realizing that, it'll make it so much easier for everyone. We can't control this thing. It's not a 2-year-old that you're taking home. You can't control it. So we'll see.
But you know, last week with the Nationals, they had 10 players on the COVID list. But I'm not surprised because I told you, when they get back to training from their off-season homes, who knows what they brought in. So it doesn't surprise me that it's, you know, affecting baseball as well.
Yeah, it's going to get somebody again.
Yeah.
You know, you can't, there's no, oh, well, this is going to be fine this day or this team will escape it. No.
No.
Not like that. This is a different beast.
Yeah. But will they take that market at least?
Yeah, well, you know, here's the thing. You just have to be as careful as you can. You know, that's all you can do. You got to be as careful as you can and have, you know, I hate to use the word luck, but have a little bit of luck too.
Yeah.
You know, and hope that it doesn't impact you or someone in your family or something like that, because that's all you can really do. You know, if you want the vaccination, get that and hope that all helps you.
Yeah, but the vaccine isn't doing so either because there's been complications.
Hey, that's a whole nother show.
Right. Maybe we should get Dr. Oz. No, maybe not. Oh, dear. But my show keeps rolling on Saturdays, 4 to 6 your time and 5 to 7, or rather 3 to 5 your time, 5 to 7 mine. So hopefully you can give a call
in the future. You got the times backwards again. We're 3 hours behind you now.
You're 3 hours. Okay, then it's 2 o'clock.
Give everyone information, Lewis.
All right, it's called Coronavirus is Awful, a.k.a. the Enhanced Sports Show. We're on 2 to 4 in the West, 5 to 7 in the East. The number to call is 512-543-4662, 512-543-4662. And I'll tell you this right now. This week, I'm now going over the topics for this week, and this is going to be, I think, my most unusual show I've done in the 3 years I have hosted this program. If you call in,
okay,
I will tell you exactly what I mean, because I'll put it this way. We'll be covering some sports that we normally haven't covered, but it's been a very interesting week. And you thought this was going to be a dull week in the sports world? Oh, no, not at all. So if you call in, you'll find out.
That's the best tease I think I've heard in a while.
It's going to be very unusual. I guess my callers will call in when they find out. Oh, boy.
Well, I'm sure it will work out fine, my friend. And it's good to hear your voice again, and we will hear from you soon. All right, buddy.
All right.
Take care now, Lou.
All
righty.
All right, Paul, thanks.
All right, Lou. Good friend of program, Lou. Always good to catch up with him. A lot of stuff to get into still. I'm really going to jump all over this White Sox no-no yesterday with Carlos Rodon. It was incredible, absolutely incredible. So we'll be back. We'll discuss the White Sox no-no. Still got Suns on deck. Still got some Hall of Fame info on deck. Got some news and notes from the NBA on deck. All this coming up right here live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Cave Show, PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend and I said, "Hey, shut up. Because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR.
Welcome back to The Cave Show at PLR. This is PLR. Cigars with the Cave Show, Thursdays live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Listen, if you can't make it down to Maduro's, there's no worry there. Just go to Stogie World, S-T-O-A-G-I-E World.com. Place your order there. Same great selection that you'll find here, you will find online. Order early enough in the day, and it will ship out the exact same day. All that happens at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Remember, Stogie World, S-T-O-A-G-I-E World.com. If you miss any part of the show, you can always check us out. 3 p.m. replay, KSRN. Download the app from the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, anywhere you get your apps from. Of course, we are live at 1 o'clock every day. Cave.com, Cave is with the K. Hit the listen live button, there we are. If you hit that button any other time, we'll reroute you and send you to all of our shows. Pick one you haven't heard. Pick one that you missed. Either way, definitely check us out here on the Cave Show with PLR. So yesterday, I got to let you know, I was giddy. Anytime a White Sox win, I'm giddy. But yesterday was a whole lot different.
Could he ever conceive that he would be on the precipice of baseball history tonight in this ballpark at this very moment with three outs to go? So with that in mind, I'll sit back and watch, and you call it.
Oh, we did it together last time. We're doing it together again.
And that's how the ninth inning started for Carlos Rodon, who ended up a no-no last night. The White Sox won 8-0 over the Cleveland Indians. That, of course, was Steve Stone, Jason Benetti, as they made that call. Rodon was this close. Can't see me, but he was this close to pitching a complete perfect game. Hit by a pitch ruined it, but it didn't ruin the no-no. And this is how that final out sounded.
Rodon to third. Moncada. Carlos Rodon has thrown a no-hitter. After everything he's been through, the elbow and the shoulder were supreme on April 14th, 2021.
And you, if you don't know the backstory, the White Sox best pitchers all have backstories. Lucas Giolito, at one point, was the worst pitcher in baseball. It was almost a wonder that he would even still be in the bigs. And he changed everything. He is now the ace of the staff, pitched a no-no last year. And this summer, or the spring rather, Rodon wasn't even offered a contract. Proved himself all over again. Tony La Russa said, just ask for an opportunity. And here he is, pitching very well. And he follows up a great start with a greater start. As he gets the no-no. You don't see those every day. You just don't. And the thing about Rodon is, he knows what happened. He knows how it's been for him. He knows how it's been. This isn't like there's a secret thing that happened to him. And you know where you've come from, and it makes the story so much better. Listen, I'm going to tell you something about our country and about success stories. If someone wins all the time, we get sick of it. We think it's a great story, and then we get sick of it. And we can look at anything in any sport and anything, and we get sick of it. When Saban first came back to Alabama, everyone was like, oh, cool. And then he won a title, and we're like, oh, that's cool. He won a second title, we're like, man, he's got him rolling. Now it's like, oh, boy, here we go, Alabama every year. when the Patriots first won a Super Bowl with a sixth-round draft choice, I was like, oh, man, that's a great story. Then they won a second. I was like, man, that's real cool. They went back-to-back. By the time they got to number six, it was, oh, my God, let's watch anybody but Tom Brady in the Bats. Why are we still watching it? Please, somebody beat them. The first Warriors title. Wow, we're so happy for Steph. Steph and that baby face. Man, how cool is it that he won and the Warriors showed us different way to win. Fun, threes, good shots, move the ball, teamwork. Everyone was all over it. Everyone loved it. By the time they added KD, oh, man, here we go with the Warriors. They stole their championship. We're so tired of them. I can't believe they wanted to add someone else. Why couldn't they do it? And Michael wouldn't have added someone else. Larry wouldn't have added someone else. Yeah, well, Mike added Rodman. Larry added Bill Walton. Larry added DJ. Every team adds. Yeah, but GMs did it then. These guys make up their mind. They want to play together. So then they went from the lovable Warriors to the hated Warriors. And then the year before last, Toronto wins. We all love Toronto. We all love the underdog stories, how they fought and fought and fought, and they managed to get quiet a trade, and they ended up pulling through, and we felt so good for them, and everyone was happy that they broke through. Everybody loves the guy that goes through hell or the team that goes through hell to make it to the top of the mountain. And Rodon knows this. He knows his story is part of the success. He knows that all the troubles he had makes it even sweeter. He was asked, hey, when did you know you had something special going on?
Knowing after the third time through the top of the order and after facing Ramirez, a bat like that, getting him out, I mean, that's where it kind of was like, all right, this is getting a little real. It was getting a little real.
You know how it goes in baseball. No one can say anything. Be careful if you jinx it. You don't want to jinx it. You don't want to do anything like that. I'm going to tell you a story about baseball and how everything is a jinx. So I'm in the press box at a Diamondbacks game, and this game is sailing on. Game started at 6:40, like Diamondback games do. And it's sailing. I mean, it's like the seventh inning. And I look up, and it's like 8:10. We're working on like an hour and 30-minute game. And it's like the seventh, eighth inning. And I'm like, man. This game is moving. At this rate, I'll be back home before 10 o'clock, which never happens. I'm like, they'll wrap this bad boy up. We'll get all our interviews, walk all the way over to the parking lot, get the car, make the drive home, be home by 10. I said it out loud. This game is moving. We're getting out of here early. I forget which reporter said to me, dude, you just jinxed it. I'm looking at him like, what the hell are you talking about? Jinx what? Well, lo and behold, game gets tied up. Game goes extras. And this is before they put the runner on second. The game doesn't end until 10:30, 10:45. Don't even start the post-game press conferences till 11. Don't leave the ballpark until about 11:45. Don't get home till about 12:20, 12:30. Next night, back in the box, in the press box. First inning, three reporters come to me and they say, "Shut up, we want to get out of here at a decent time. You jinxed us last night. Keep your mouth shut." Like, it's my fault they went extras. But that's jinx in baseball, and we all know you say nothing to a person that's pitching a no-no. You don't interrupt them. You don't bring it up. You just let it go. And you know that's what they were doing. And for someone like Rodon, who's had it so hard, you just have to feel for him. And you just have to root for him. And you have to feel good that he's finally succeeding. And this clip tells you how he truly felt. And you could see the joy in his face in that Zoom call. And you could hear it in his voice.
Can't believe this is happening. That's kind of what it was. Knowing after, I guess, after the third time through the top of the order and after facing Ramirez, a bat like that, getting him out, I mean, that's where it kind of was like, all right, this is getting a little real. It was getting a little real. It's a pretty special moment. Not many people can say they've thrown a hitter, a no-hitter in Major League Baseball. And there's, you know, we always talk about it, it seems like, any interview with all you guys, normal people here. And so he's like, oh, there's been some up and downs and, you know, what's it like to go through that and go through some adversity. And it just feels good to finally sit here and tell you, I dominated today and it felt good.
You gotta love that. I dominated today and it felt good. You've got to be happy for Rodon. So here's the key today though. Can the White Sox come back and win? Because you know how it goes. Big emotional no-hitter last night. Come out the next day. It's hard to match that level again. But for the kid, yo, good for him. Let's see where this goes. Let's see what his next outing looks like. And as they would say in Chicago, it was good to see the good guys get one. Come back, and we're going to talk about the Suns and the season that they're playing together. The other night, their bench lost their mind. We will get into that. We'll do that all right here on the Cave Show at PLR, live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, as it is Thursday. Cigars with the Cave Show.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Hey, this is Kofi, and I don't go a day without listening to The Cave Show with PLR.
Hey, this is Mikal Bridges with the Phoenix Suns. I'm in a cave with PLR.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for joining us today on the Cave Show with PLR, live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Make sure you're checking us out on social media at The Sports Cave on the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Caves with the K, sportscave.com, the website Caves with the K. You can get me directly on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. We usually reserve Tuesdays for Phyllis, the one and only Phyllis Simon. But we did a best of show, so that means she gets Thursday, and you hear her marinating in the background. I tell you what, let's do this before we hop into the Phoenix Suns. Let's stop the marination process, and let's get right into it. Phyllis Simon on a special Thursday. Let's do it, y'all.
Special way, you know I love me.
I'm going to send you into the rest of your Thursday feeling it. Absolutely love it. Love it, love it, love it. So the other night, the Suns, their bench scored 65 points. Let me repeat that for you. The other day, the Suns' bench scored 65 points. There are times where you can go three games without your bench combining for 65 points. But this team all know what they're expected. Everyone knows what the role is. Everyone knows what's expected. There's no surprises whatsoever. There are no surprises with this team. Everyone knows what's expected of them. Everyone knows what games are supposed to be like, what their role is, what they're supposed to do. They know that there can be days where they're not called upon. And then they have to come out ready. And this wasn't like they were beating up on the Rockets or the Wizards. This was against the Miami Heat. And they won 106-86. And mind you, I said the bench scored 65 of the 106. They got 31 points for their starters. With only Aiden and Booker being in double figures. Booker scored 12. He averaged 25 points a game. Aiden had a nice game at 19 and 13. Mikal Bridges didn't score. Chris Paul only had 5. Of course, he had 9 assists. He scored 5 points. Jay Crowder, who couldn't miss the game before. 10 minutes at one point was 8 of 9 from the arc. Only 1 of 6 from the arc. Scored 6 points. But the bench mob came through. And you never know what you're going to get from a bench, obviously. But this bench always finds a way. Monty Williams, though, says stuff that only Monty Williams can say. When asked how comfortable he was when you take out Devin Booker and Chris Paul at the same time, he started talking about long-tailed cats.
It just depends. Sometimes there's a comfort level. Sometimes I'm about as nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs, man. You know, it just depends on the situation. You know, I'm just being honest with you.
I'm going to play that one more time to make sure you heard exactly what you heard.
It just depends. Sometimes there's a comfort level. Sometimes I'm about as nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs, man. You know, it just depends on the situation. You know, I'm just being honest with you.
And yes, those are reporters laughing in the background. I've never heard that. Never. Never. But it proves a point. I mean, you don't always know what you're going to get. I'll tell you one thing, you know what you are going to get, though, from the Suns bench. You're going to get effort. Repeated effort all the time. Nothing is going to stop that. Got a chance to catch up with Cam Payne today. He's been playing well off the bench, playing very well off the bench. And you have to ask, because the Suns aren't like a lot of teams where, outside of Dario Saric, where you know this guy's coming in now for this guy, this guy's coming in now for that guy. We've seen the Suns have games where Abdul Nader, who's hurt now, gets a crazy tick. We've seen games where other guys get crazy tick. It could be Langston Galloway. It could be Cam Payne. It could be Javon Carter. Cam Johnson. You just never know. The only thing you know is Dario's getting his minutes. Outside of that, you don't know. And that's one of the things that I find interesting, that it doesn't matter what night it is. It doesn't matter who you put in. They're always ready. And catching up with Cam Payne That was my question. How do you know? You may get 10 minutes. You may get 5. You may get 15. How hard is it to stay ready when you don't know how many minutes you're going to get?
Honestly, it is tough. But our team is so good, and I feel like we're so unselfish. We understand the moment. We understand if someone's getting off, and we understand, like, it may not be my night. And we understand it. And I feel like that's why we've won so many games that we have so far, because we're an unselfish team. It's all about team first. And, I mean, obviously you want to be out there as much as possible. Everybody want to play 30 minutes. But it's a team game, and we all understand that. And the only way we can be great or be even better is, you know, you got to cheer on your brother. You got to cheer on your brother, and that's what it's all about. You can't go in thinking you're going to play, man, your normal minutes, because you never know. We got a next man up mentality, and at any given time, we know somebody can come off the bench and, man, give you 20. And just like that, they in there. So everybody just try to stay on top of their game and just try to be ready when they get out there. And I feel like that's what makes us so special. You know, every time we go out there on the court, we know we have to produce. If not, you know, we got more guys that can come out and do the same thing and probably even better. So you got to stay locked in and be ready every time your name is called out there on the court.
I think there's a thing called good pressure. And I think that's what the Suns have. And I think it's something that's not just GM coach, it's peer-to-peer. And I think that makes a humongous difference in teams that are good versus teams that are bad. If you listen to campaign, he said, you just never know. It could be your night. If someone's rolling, then they're just rolling. If they're not, then they're not. Then the next guy might be rolling. And all you do is cheer the next guy on. And they all know it's not like these are positions that are gifted or titled out. You are not the guaranteed backup guard. You are not guaranteed this. Everything is earned, and it's basically earned on a game-by-game basis, and no one is butthurt if it's not their night. And if they are, they do not outwardly show it. As Cam said, one night, someone may be getting 20. It's their night. They're cooking. They're not coming out the game because it's your time for rotation into your minutes. You just cheer on your brother that's doing well. And I think that's what separates good teams from bad teams. I'm not going to mention his name because I'm not going to bring up the bad about this player, but there's a player in the NBA that we used to hear, if they got their shots and scored 25, they could accept the loss. But if the team won and they didn't get their 25 and they didn't get their shots up, they were still in a bad mood. And that's not how this team is built. I mean, there are expectations when you have certain positions that, hey, look, you got to contribute. You can't just be sitting in the car giving gas money. You got to do something too. But when it comes to the bench, that's not how these guys operate. That's not how they got to 39 and 15 going into tonight's game against the Kings and having the second best record in the NBA. That's not how it's worked. That's not how it works, rather, here in Phoenix. Every guy knows tonight might be your night. Tonight might be the night that you get off. And they keep playing like that, and they keep showing it. And there's nothing that's going to break that type of camaraderie. Gina Mizell, Suns.com, asked, you know, when did all this happen? You guys go to dinner, you do all this stuff. But campaign couldn't put a finger on it. He said, we just play ball. We communicate. We get along well. We just play basketball. And it doesn't matter who it is. This is not a selfish team. Think back to something Chris Paul said and Monty Williams said. If you really stop and you really think back to it, they said, it is cool to watch Devin Booker average 27 points tonight, because he gets it in the flow. He's not a guy that's going out forcing his 27. The other night, like I said, he scored 12. Ben scored 65 of 106 points. You didn't see Booker pouting. You didn't see Chris Paul pouting. Mikal didn't score. You didn't see him pouting. They're probably the biggest cheerleaders in the audience as the team just won. Second best record in the NBA. That's not a fluke. That's not something that just happened because, oh, well, everything lined up right. And we've been lucky here, of course. They've been lucky with that no major stars have had any scares of COVID or any major injuries. But this team goes out, and as a team, they compete, and as a team, they win. And we'll see what happens tonight when they play Sacramento Kings. Now, there's one thing that's starting to pick up a lot of chatters going around. MVP is coming up. And we all hear the names. We all know. We all hear the LeBron, the Luka, the this, the that. Chris Paul should be up there for MVP. And it's really that simple. The Suns team, they were a good team when they closed out the year last night in the bubble. But like I said, as good as they were to close out the year, and as much as everyone couldn't wait and built the promise up to what they would be this year, they made the next step. And I've likened this before, and I'm going to liken it again. When you're 24, 25, you go out and you get an apartment. And this apartment is better than one you had in college. One you had in college, you probably shared it with someone. There's probably one bathroom. You shared that. You shared the food in the refrigerator. You did all that. Then you get out of college, you get your own place. And then your next apartment is better than the last one. And then I know, especially down here in Phoenix, they love this phrase. They call it a starter home. You get your starter home. It's nice. Maybe it's a three-bedroom, couple baths, and it's good. And it's yours. It's your starter home. That's what the Suns got with Ricky Rubio. They got their starter home point guard. He got them in place. He got everyone in positions where they could feel comfortable. But they couldn't stay with the starter home. They needed something. They were reaching a certain level. They needed the pool. They needed the hot tub. They needed the five bedrooms. They needed the guest. They needed the granite, the marble. They needed all that. And so you go out and you get Chris Paul. And you can see the difference in this team just based on the attitude. Campaign said Chris Paul is always talking. Always, always teaching, always doing more. And then you take that up to the next level. Look, the Suns have went through some coaches worldwide. But they went out, and this is no insult to the other coaches. But they got someone that had experience. And they got someone who had been there. And they basically put a grown-up in the room to show them what was needed. So as much as I say Chris Paul should be MVP, my next flip is, why isn't Monty Williams going to be the coach of the year? We've seen Chris Paul. People said to me, barbershop talk, cigar lounge talk. Why trade for Chris Paul? He'll be hurt. He'll be this. He's old. You traded away Kelly Oubre and you traded away Ricky Rubio for Chris Paul and Abdul Nader. Why? And yeah, this is where I toot my own horn. I said, because you traded for a guy that when his eligibility for the Hall of Fame comes available, he just opened the door. He walks in. Those guys don't fall in your lap. And the Suns had an opportunity to go get one, and they did. And you pair him with the DeAndre Ayton, who, in all honesty, needed a swift kick in his butt to pull out his talent. A Devin Booker, who is one of the top young superstars in the league, you take some of the pressure off of him. His 27 points this year looks a whole lot different than his 26 points a couple years ago. You have a guy to relieve the pressure. And I get so sick and tired of hearing, well, LeBron, well, KD, well, they all have guys that help. LeBron's first year in L.A., I didn't see him winning a title, so they go out and get AD. I wonder why. Toronto trades for Kawhi Leonard. I wonder why. Every superstar needs someone to help with the pressure. That's what Chris Paul does for Devin Booker. And in Coach of the Year, how is it not? How is it not Monty Williams? What else are you looking for? A team that missed the playoffs last year, turn around and go 8-0 in the bubble, carry that into this year, and have the second-best record in basketball. In the West. And you can bring this up to Chris Paul, and he's going to talk about wins. You got to bring it up to Monty. He's not going to talk about it. But I got campaign to talk about CP3 and Monty and their year that they've had and how I believe, and he believes, they should be coach of the year and be a serious contender for the MVP.
Oh, for sure. For sure. But the crazy thing about it, man, they do so much more than the stats. CP talk nonstop. It's 48 minutes in the game. He's talking 48 minutes. And that goes a long way. He does so much for the team and Coach Monty as well. Just keeping us on our toes, letting us know, like, man, don't get comfortable. Everybody at us. We gotta keep going. And they make sure we're ready at all times. CP is doing a great job night in and night out. Even if he's not playing well, he's contributing some kind of way. And that's the MVP to me. Producing without producing sometimes is big time. But, I mean, I'm learning. I'm learning from both. Coach Munchie's teaching me how to maintain the game. CP's teaching me how to maintain the game. And I'm just getting better in those areas. And I applaud them guys because they're teaching me so much and I'm learning. And, man, like I said, stats don't always, to me, stats shouldn't always be about the MVP. It's most valuable players and coach of the year. Those are big-time guys for this team. I don't think we'll be here without either one of them.
And he's right. Would the Suns have been a playoff team? Rubio, yes. But they will probably be battling for the seventh spot, the eighth spot, the sixth spot, trying to stay out of the play-in game. They're not battling for that now. And those two are the reason why. And obviously, Devin Booker and Aiden and Mikal Bridges coming of age and everything else. But it makes a difference when you have those two guys there to pick up the flag. We got a segment left. We're going to hit you with some news, some notes, some good stuff about what's going on, some of the stuff that I'll be getting into tonight, sharing with you tomorrow at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Get down here, check them out. Let them know PLR sent you, get 10% off of your cigar purchase. And I'll tell you this before we go to break. The important thing about cigars is you have to understand that you don't know until you know. Don't just walk into a cigar spot, walk into the locker, the cigar locker, and just see all these cigars and feel like, oh, hell, I know what I'm doing. And then you get a cigar, and it's a cigar that your great-grandfather would smoke that had been smoking for about 50 years. And his lungs are ready for it. You take 5 puffs, you're half drunk, you wake up the next 5 days and you taste the cigar. Get you a cigar that fits your palate. When you come into Maduro's, Ron Harden, the owner, he's here, he'll help you. Tina runs the show, she'll help you. Have them pair you with a cigar that fits you. Enjoy the experience coming back. And like I said, let them know PLR sent you and you get 10% off. We got one segment left. Fire it up. Let's pay a couple bills, and then let's get back to the last segment of the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Bombs and birdies, baby. Bombs and birdies. That's all it's about.
Memphis by two, 1.8 remaining. Got to get it in. Here's Luka. Gets it away. It's gone! A Doncic dagger! He
went to the three.
As he was stumbling, he somehow got it to go.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. And yes, that was the one only Luka Doncic for the win. Last night, dude is special, man. The dude is special. Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. Make sure you are following us at the Sports Cave on the Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Cave is with the K. PLR on Sports on the Twitter. And the website is thesportscave.com. So make sure you are definitely checking us out all the time. Every time. Some news and notes around the NBA. Definitely got to let you know. Hall of Fame inductees, they are ready to go in. And we have the list of who's going to be introducing who as they walk into the Hall of Fame. Basketball Hall of Fame, I love it because it's not just the NBA Hall of Fame. It's the Basketball Hall of Fame. So it's going to be cool to see some of these guys get inducted by some of the greats in the league as they walked them into the Hall of Fame. Tim Duncan, who's a Hall of Famer, obviously, he's going to be introduced by the Admiral, David Robinson. Just cool. How cool is that, right? And Kobe Bryant, who unfortunately, untimely death is going to be issued in by the only person, in all honesty, if we think about it, the only person that can issue him in. And if we remember, Kobe, in all honesty, in terms of play, in terms of style, in terms of swag, in terms of everything, is probably the closest to Mike there was, while at the same time still being himself. And we'll talk more about this as we get closer. But when Kobe retired, just how much he gave back. Not just to the men's game, but to the women's game. So he's going to be presented and walked into the Hall of Fame by the GOAT, the greatest to ever lace them up, Michael Jordan. So that will be awesome to see. Other news and notes around the league, Zach LaVine will be out for a chunk of time due to health protocols. How this affects the Bulls, I'm curious. The Bulls, they're not a team that's going to make waves, but as of now, they're in the 10th seed, so they would be in the playoff tournament. I think for the Bulls, it's a good thing to get in based just on how the last part of the year has been. They haven't been good, and to get young guys with playoff experience, or at least playing game experience, is good for them. But Toronto's breathing down their neck. They're going to be without Zach. Let's see if the young Lauri Markkanen, the Kobe White, can hang in there and help Nikola Vucevic, who they got in the trade. They can hang in there to get to the play-in round to get the experience that they need. LaMarcus Aldridge retired from basketball, citing health, so he's going to retire after 14 years, averaging 19 points a game, 8 rebounds a game, 2 assists. Never won a championship. Boy, he was a damn good player. And it will always sting me that the Bulls traded him for Tyrus Thomas. That will always just eat at me. Because there was an opportunity the Bulls could have him paired with Derrick Rose. And there's no telling how good that team would have been. Hey, everyone, make sure to let you know this last segment was brought to you by Scout and Seller. Tina Calhoun is a wine consultant. Her number is 602-410-4821. The best pure wine you're going to get. No preservatives, no additives, no sugars, none of that. There are free testings. They have events that you can set up for yourself. Just give her a call, 602-410-4821. That's Scout and Seller. And Tina Calhoun is your consultant. Don't forget, today in Major League Baseball is Jackie Robinson Day, the man that broke through and showed you that we all can do things. Temperament, the talent, all met. Today in MLB is Jackie Robinson Day. So when you look up and you see everyone wearing number 42, and your kids are asking you why everyone is wearing number 42, explain to them why and how important this day is. Tonight is the WNBA draft. Coming here tomorrow, I'll talk to you about the wrap-up, how the Mercury did, what they did today. And we'll get more into that tomorrow. Until then, this has been PLR, Cave Show of PLR. Thank you, Maduros, for hosting us, as you do every single Thursday, for Cigars with the Cave Show. And one more time, make sure you're following us on our social media platform, at the Sports Cave on the Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Cave is with the K. SportsCave.com, Cave is with the K. And you can get me at PLR on Sports on the Twitter. Until tomorrow, thank you everyone for listening. Call we took, thank you very much for calling in. Until mañana, everyone be safe. Have a great Thursday evening, Friday Eve, I like to call it. At this point, we say what we always say. Temps. Bring us all.